Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, at last Tuesday's sitting of the lower house, said all documents and correspondence requested by the Auditor General and the Contractor General regarding the purchase of the Orange Grove property in Trelawney by the National Housing Trust, the NHT, will be provided. Mrs. Simpson Miller was responding to questions by Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, on the purchase of the property by the NHT. The Prime Minister also told parliamentarians that the full expenditure for purchase of the buildings, including a 300-year-old great house and land, chattels and associated costs in relation to the Orange Grove property is $208,256,713.
This includes the March 15, 2013 purchase by the NHT from Capital and Credit Merchant Bank for $180 million. Orange Grove in Trelawney, comprising of 9.12 acres of land and at least 16 buildings, including the 300-year-old Great House, where the Outermany Experience operated.
Mrs. Simpson Miller informed that the cost for the land was $12.74 million, pointing out that Capital and Credit Merchant Bank was the vendor acting under its powers of sale.
The total sum includes the July 2014 purchase by the National Housing Trust of chattels and equipment from Mr. Leonard White for the sum of $2,112,885.
In addition to the purchase price indicated, the NHT has spent $25,259,958 for the maintenance and administration of the property, costs associated with the purchase of the land, such as the valuation report, legal fees, and stamp duty insurance and property tax. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the Disabilities Act 2014 is a milestone legislation and a necessary step in the right direction in addressing the social injustice faced by persons living with disabilities.
One of the remaining aspects of social injustice, which is perhaps not as publicized as it ought to, is our collective failure to fully embrace the disabled community. While undoubtedly we have seen tremendous progress and advances, particularly in the last 50 years, as a society, there is still some way to go in achieving the full integration of the disabled in the development of the nation.
The Prime Minister's message was delivered at a church service in Montego Bay in observance of Disability Awareness Week, November 30 to December 7.
It is unfortunate that in some instances, persons with disabilities are still looked at, spoken to, locked away, or otherwise treated in a generally negative manner by both family members and the wider society.
The Prime Minister said any serious effort to address these lingering challenges and create a society in which the disabled not only feel integral but are able to enjoy independent living must embrace measures of great social awareness, appropriate legislation, education, and increased tolerance. On the economic front, the government is continuing its support for entrepreneurship among persons with disabilities through the Economic Empowerment Grant. Through this program, a total of $10 million has been provided annually for the past 10 years to encourage the establishment of microbusinesses. Additionally, $45 million has been provided by government to help persons with disabilities acquire assistive aids, such as hearing aids, prosthesis, special eyewear, and computers.
At the same time, through grants, support from the International American Development Bank, the IDB, the Jamaica Council of Persons with Disabilities has been able to develop a comprehensive and confidential island-wide registry of persons with disabilities.
Mrs. Simpson Miller commended members of the disabled community and the JCPD for the leadership, interest, and persistent advocacy without which Jamaica may not yet have reached this victory stage with the passage of the Disabilities Act 2014 after a decade in the making. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.